This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Republican Representative Lauren Boebert's bill to remove the gray wolf from the endangered species list passed the U.S. House yesterday, and now it will head to the Senate. All of Colorado's Republican House members voted for it, while Democrats opposed. Boebert says the gray wolf is recovered.
It's time for the federal government to get out of the way and allow the state and tribal wildlife agencies to manage the species.
Democrats countered that it's premature to delist the gray wolf and said that there are tools to help ranchers get support if there is a wolf problem. Gray wolves have been a contentious issue in Colorado after voters in 2020 narrowly approved a proposal to reintroduce the animals in the western part of the state. The last active wildfire burning in Yuma County is now contained. Emergency managers say three fires burned overnight Wednesday, the largest burning roughly 12,000 acres just south of Eckley. Authorities believe the fires were likely sparked by power lines damaged by strong winds. Well, after a decade on Denver's Tennyson Street, Call to Arms Brewing will pour its final beer later this month. It's one of several Colorado breweries to close in 2025 amid rising costs. Call to Arms survived early struggles, reinvented itself with community events, and even turned its slowest month of December into its most profitable with over-the-top holiday decor. But rising costs, pandemic debt, and a tough lease situation proved too much. The owner says the decision wasn't hard, but the goodbye will be. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.